The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
I hope that you will pray for our elected representatives down at the State House. I've said this before, so if you've heard me say it before, please forgive the repetition. For all of the many years that I was pastoring a church over in Westerville, I paid very, very little attention to government, whether it was federal government, state government. Of course, I voted because I believe that's my patriotic duty. I believed it then. I believe it now. I tried to do research on the candidates that were up for election and so forth. But to be really honest, I just kind of assumed that almost everybody in Washington, D.C., and almost everybody in Columbus, Ohio were corrupt. It was just a matter of how corrupt. They were all corrupt, just some were much worse than others. I had a very cynical view of those who represent us. When I began doing this radio program, actually when I began doing the Saturday program 30 years ago, I began getting acquainted with some of the representatives by meeting them in person, interviewing them on the air. And then for whatever reason, I have been the MC at hundreds of banquets for the last 30 years. I have no idea why people ask me to be MC at their banquets, because I think I do a terrible job. But I've been asked over and over and over and over again. And many of those banquets, I have sat with elected representatives from the state and federal. Had an absolutely wonderful dinner with Ted Cruz. Had an absolutely wonderful dinner with Marco Rubio, just talking about family and, you know, and stuff. And I met and got acquainted with a lot of the state representatives. And I learned there are some really good people who are elected representatives. Now, at the same time, I've seen some really, really good people get elected and watch them destroyed by their hunger for power and their compromise to get things done. I've mentioned this many times before. In politics, you don't get anywhere unless you compromise. You don't. It's a part of the game. It is a part of political life. You have to compromise. The question is, will you compromise on policy or principle? In order to get things accomplished, you will be called on to compromise on policy. And that's okay. That's okay. If you compromise on principle, you're finished. You're finished. So anyway, I have learned there are some really fine people that are our elected representatives in Washington, D.C., and here in Columbus. Tim Ginter is one of the best. He really is. He has become a dear friend and is a man of honesty and integrity, unquestioned honesty and integrity. And God has given him the ability to balance being a representative in Columbus and pastoring this church in Salem, Ohio. It's an unusual ability, and I think in his case, a God-given. But anyway, I hope you will pray. This thing with Larry Householder has put a cloud over the entire Ohio government. Certainly the Republicans. In the next election, the Democrats are going to use this. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. The left-wing Democrats here in the state of Ohio are going to paint every single Republican in the state as corrupt to the core. They will. You just watch. And so those in leadership positions in the House of Representatives are going to have to move very, very quickly to establish the confidence of the people of Ohio in those that we have elected to represent us. And I believe the issue, I believe, I don't make predictions very often, but this is Wednesday. I believe absolutely without any question whatsoever, by Friday, Larry Householder will no longer be the Speaker of the House here in the state of Ohio. He will either resign voluntarily or he will be forced out using the House rules that are available. I cannot in my wildest imagination think that by the end of the week, he will still be the Speaker of the House. So Jim Butler is the president pro tem. From what I understand, he is strong pro-life. He would be next in line. Does that mean he will automatically become the next Speaker of the House? No. And I, I am not on the inside, so I have no way of predicting who will be the next Speaker of the House, but the Republicans at the State House, particularly in the House of Representatives, and the Senate, too, Larry Obhoff is going to be involved, even though the House and the Senate are completely separate. All of the Republicans in the State House are going to be involved in one way or another in dealing with this quickly. They are going to distance themselves from the Speaker of the House, and will try to establish leadership and the confidence of the people as quickly as possible. So pray for them. And, hey, I don't know whether he's guilty or not. I said that yesterday. I'll say it again today. It looks really bad. But I don't know whether Larry Householder is guilty or not. But I'm praying for him. I'm praying that if he is guilty, he will own up to it and take it like a man, whatever the consequences are. If he is innocent, I pray he will be proven innocent. And I'm praying for his family. This is just incredibly difficult for the family. Larry Householder is from a very small farm community over by Thornville. Thornville is not exactly a metropolitan area. Everybody knows everybody over there. And that entire community is going to be rocked with these allegations. And at this point, that's what they are. They are allegations. So pray. A lot of people are going to be impacted by this in a very negative way. And our state government, I don't want to say they're going to be crippled because they're not. State government is going to be hindered by this. Republicans in the House of Representatives, whoever they appoint to be the next Speaker of the House, they're going to have a much more difficult time moving any legislation through the House of Representatives for a while because of this. Those who oppose them are going to use this for everything they can. So there's going to be some chaos and confusion. Eventually the dust will settle. We will know the truth. I believe justice will be served. And that's, I hope, what all of us want. All right. Enough of that. We're going to take a quick break, and then we are going to move on to some other very important issues. COVID-19 not here, but in other states, and the continuing conflict between liberal left-wing governors and mayors and the police. It's getting worse. All right, we'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Wow. Talk about timing. Just before the break, I said, you watch, the liberal left is going to use this Larry Householder scandal for everything they can use it for. There's not going to be, you know, this is a hard time for the state of Ohio. We're very sorry. No, political gain. I said that just before the break. We went into the break. My computer is in front of me, and I clicked on Twitter, and I refreshed my Twitter feed. And here was the first headline I said. So, Senator Sherrod Brown blames GOP rule for corruption case. I thought, boy, the timing couldn't be better. Yeah, Sherrod Brown, it's the Republicans' fault. All of them, they're all corrupt. Watch for much, much, much more of this. Yeah, seriously, you watch for much, much more. The liberal left is shameless. Hey, sometimes the right is pretty shameless as well, but not as much as the liberal left. So anyway, I thought you might find this story interesting. If you were listening yesterday, I told you the story. Joy and I had a late breakfast, early lunch. We had a brunch in one of our favorite restaurants in Westerville. And the server was telling us about someone who had made an appointment to have the COVID-9 testing. And I thought, I remembered that they actually went and it was longer than they thought, so they left. Actually, they didn't even go. Joy corrected me last night. Her memory is much better than mine. Anyway, the bottom line is they were never tested. And a few days later, they get a letter from the Ohio Department of Health saying, you tested positive for COVID-19. This person didn't even get a test. Okay, now that happened here in Ohio. Listen to this. State delivers disturbing news to Nashville man. He's COVID-19 positive. It's the story of a man by the name of Brock Ballou, B-A-L-L-O-U. A Nashville, Tennessee man says that the state called him. State of Tennessee called him several times last week to tell him that he had tested positive for the coronavirus, and they kept asking him about his symptoms. In one of the calls, Mr. Blue said, the caller specifically said, I'm looking at it right here. You tested positive. This is a follow-up call to see how your symptoms are. Later in the day, a second caller told him, we're still seeing that you're positive, and we are checking on your symptoms as a courtesy call. There's only one problem. He was never tested. Yeah, he was never tested. add that to the absolute scandal in Florida, where several testing companies were turning back 100% positive tests. Here in Ohio, today, the positivity rate is 5%. Several companies in Florida were returning 100% results, which is impossible. I have some serious questions about the numbers. Anyway, let's go to Frank in Columbus before we go to the top of the hour break. Frank, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live. How are you today?
Hey, Bob, I'm well, and I know this is my second call for the week in the last.
I know you're done, man.
I know the rules.
Two, and you're done. You're outside. You're out the door. So you better make this good.
Well, you know what? First off, you talked about Sheriff Brown and the things he said. And you know, that's what the left does. I just watched a video today about Nancy Pelosi, about how they demonize people. And then the press runs with it, and then they can point to the press and go, see, they're even following this, so it's got to be true. This is what they do. Quit calling the liberal left. They're the Marxists. They're Democrat. They're Marxists. That's what they are today. So one last thing before I tell you that other last thing. I thought 100% on a test was good. I strive for that my whole college career, but
Goodness,
I had to make a little humor of that. We know we're being lied to. We're being sent a lot of stuff for a lot of reasons. It's ridiculous. But what I really called about is because what you said about Sherrod Brown in the left, and what I don't know if you've ever brought this up on the show, but in 61 or 63, I can't remember now, it's January, 61. In the congressional record was read in 45-point communist points to change America. You know, if you haven't brought that up, I think one day you need to talk about that.
I have, Frank, but not recently, and I need to bring it up again. You're absolutely correct, and I'll do my best to do that. Hey, Frank, thanks. Two, and you're done for this week. I'm disappointed. Talk to you next week. Have a great day. All right, Bob Burney Live will continue.